If you're a little confused about who's running for what on the Unit 5 school board when you see your ballot April 4th, don't feel bad. It's complicated. Due to geographic limitations of how many people from certain townships can serve on the board, there is really only one contested race in April's election. It pits longtime State Farm employee Tanya Leffler against University of Illinois educator Saul Roberts-Lieb. Both were endorsed by Unit 5's teachers and support staff unions. Here's Roberts-Lieb on why he's running.
Education, to me, is what holds society together. And I look at funding, and funding is a huge issue right now for our state. We're borrowing money because we don't have the funds from the state that we deserve, that we need. And basically what I look at is between technology that I have a huge background in, between running large organizations and my understanding of curriculum, because that's kind of what I'm doing my doctorate of education in, I think I can really add a lot to the school board and help us help Unit 5 prepare for the future.
The budget also played a big role in Leffler's decision to run.
For the last 12 years, I've been very involved in the schools and in community service projects here in Bloomington Normal. And they have all been centered around working for our children. And so as these openings came up on school board, I just felt like the climate was right with the budgetary issues that we have with the state of Illinois. Combined with what's going on education level at the national level, I just felt it was very important to make sure that whoever is selected for the board really cares about the kids and making sure that we have our kids' interests and the school's interests at heart, while taking into consideration that we want to spend our tax dollars the best way we can, most efficiently way we can. So I just felt like I was the right person to run for office.
Both would be newcomers to the board. Roberts-Lieb only recently started attending Unit 5 school board meetings and hasn't been previously involved in the district. Leffler is a longtime Unit 5 parent and lead volunteer, both with the Promise Council and the Back to School Alliance, programs aimed at evening the playing field for all students. Leffler's campaign has made it a point to remind voters that she has two children who attend or attended Unit 5 schools. Her opponent's kids do not attend Unit 5 schools.
My 7-year-old actually attends Trinity Lutheran, and my 2-year-old is still in daycare. And people ask, Saul, why would you be running for school board if your daughter goes to a private school? And I said, that's really easy for me. For me, I wanted my child to have a faith-based education, and Trinity provides that. And that's not the role of the public school. And a lot of people don't want that. And I'm okay with that. We live in a free society where we can make those choices. But for me, I see where I can serve best, and that is serving Unit 5, because I can bring my background and my experience to help Unit 5.
I asked Leffler if that was a fair criticism. Does that mean only Unit 5 parents are qualified to serve on the school board?
I don't think only Unit 5 parents can, but I do think I have a vested interest because my children have gone and my child goes to Unit 5. I also have been very involved with the teachers. Two organizations that I've been involved with, which is the Promise Council, which are in 11 schools, both in Unit 5 and District 87. And those are networks that we've built around schools that help making sure that each and every child is successful, and making sure their academic success is foremost. And so when you look at some of the projects I've been involved in, it has been totally focused on public schools. And I am a big believer in public schools. I support public schools. You know, I think everyone has a choice whether to send their, you know, child to public school or a private school, but I'm really focused on making sure our public education stays intact and that it's the best quality education it can be for our students here in Unit 5 and District 87.
Roberts-Lieb is the Associate Director for Pedagogy, Strategy, and Industry Relations at the University of Illinois' Center for Innovation in Teaching and Learning. If elected, he says he'd bring that professional education experience with him to the board.
Teacher development, faculty development, I think is the number one thing that we need to look at, because if we want to have teachers that can teach new media, that can teach new skills, they need to have those skills as well. And we really need to look at how do we develop our teachers so they can develop our students.
Leffler, who works in claims at State Farm, also wants to bolster teachers.
As I became a parent in Unit 5, one of the things I noticed is that teachers were reaching into their pockets, and they were paying for shoes and food and snacks and school supplies. And that's why the two organizations that I've spent so much of my time with over the last 7 and 5 years, dedicating my time to making sure that teachers we can take some of that burden off of them, both from a financial perspective, but also from, you know, a social perspective of getting mentors and people into the classrooms that can help with children, give them some extra attention so that the teachers can really get back to what they do best, which is teach.
So you're listening to GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Saul Roberts-Lieb from Southwest Bloomington, a candidate for Unit 5 School Board. He's running for one of 3 4-year positions on the board in a head-to-head geographic contest against Tanya Loeffler. So the Trump administration is obviously going to put its own stamp on federal education policy. What are your thoughts on the Every Student Succeeds Act, the replacement for No Child Left Behind, and how that should play out in Unit 5?
I think that's an interesting question. No Child Left Behind, at its core, had some very good ideas, but again, it was an unfunded mandate. And we can't do unfunded mandates. And for me, my research that I'm looking into is differentiated instruction. And where my dissertation is actually going to be is differentiated instruction in a standardized assessment world. So basically, how can we teach to the individual child instead of all of these tests? And if we still have these tests, how do we work with them so they're learning content, not spending, in some cases, 3 weeks of instruction time to prepare them for a test that's just to rank them? So for me, I wouldn't say it's government overreach, but I think that we need to have more local bodies understanding curriculum and understanding the skills that people need, rather than the federal government necessarily saying, you need to have these 10 things, because the needs are different in different communities for their students.
You know, I'm still researching what Trump is putting out there. And there's some bills also within the state of Illinois that they're still trying to fashion. Obviously, I'm going to follow the law, so whatever they put into place that we're, you know, required to do, I'll do that. But I do want to make sure that our public schools are well supported. And so, you know, even on my Facebook page, I've been publishing information to contact your senators, congressmen, make sure they have a good understanding of what your positions are on the school, our school education, and the bills that are being looked at to be passed. But I definitely support our public schools and would not want to see any of that funding leave the districts.
One thing they agree on, the need to look beyond the property tax base and the state to find funding.
But I really am a big supporter of not cutting anything that is close to the classroom. We do not want to increase class sizes any more than we have to. Or if we're going to have larger class sizes, look for other ways to make sure there's some help within those classrooms to help those teachers so that the students get the attention that they need. So, I mean, that would be one of the ways. The other thing is, I think we really have to look to our business leaders and organizations here within our area. Because of my work with Promise Council and also Back to School Alliance, you know, I've been able to bring together businesses and organizations to work together to look out for the best interests of the children. And I'm going to take that same skill set to the school board.
So what should be the school board's role in making sure our schools are adequately funded, especially in light of unreliable state funding?
I think what the school board really needs to do is focus on alternative funding. And when we look at our property tax and we look at what the state's doing, so this grand bargain that the state's trying to accomplish does put a cap on property taxes for 2 years. That's going to cause an issue. And at the same time, the money that the state is obligated to pay us, they are behind in payments. So we need to look at public-private partnerships. We need to see where we can work with the community for funds and also for additional staffing. Maybe retirees who want to come in and be a guest speaker in a lecture. Maybe some other organizations that want to help us in the school. To me, I'm very big on bartering where we can. Let's trade. Let's work across districts where we can. So I think the school board really needs to be dedicated and positioned to really look at what the future is and look at our revenue as static, that property taxes aren't going to change and that the state isn't going to change. But how can we, through partnerships, public, private, 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 public, public, how can we really engage the community to say, hey, this is important, Unit 5 is important, and let's bring revenue in to do these new things and make this a destination district?
So you support the creation of mission-specific charter schools. I guess, what do you mean by that, and where are there opportunities for that in Unit 5?
So what I mean by mission-specific is I don't see a charter school that's created just to compete with a public district school. To me, that doesn't make sense. But if you wanted to have, say, a STEM high school, or even aviation or police academy, which has been done in New York and California, some of these have been done, that's great. So students who really want to go into those type of careers, they have specialized education that doesn't compete with our public schools, but it helps make it more of a destination. And when I say that, I don't say private charters. I say district affiliated charters, meaning they have the same requirements, they have the same metrics for their students. So again, it's adding to what we have as opposed to taking away.
That's Saul Roberts-Lieb of Southwest Bloomington, who's running for Unit 5 School Board. He's in a head-to-head matchup against Tanya Leffler due to geographic restrictions of who can serve on the board. The election is April 4th. I'm Ryan Denham.